And it has been called, if you haven't heard. ScoMo has gone to Yarralumla. He's talked to Peter Cosgrove. He's calling an election, and it's going to be on May the 18th, which is a short, sharp 37-day campaign, Lou.
Bang. Fabulous. Just not long enough for us to get sick of the Clive Palmer ads, or is it?
Oh, it is, definitely. I'm here to talk a little bit more about that and the protest a couple of days ago in Central Albury that was huge about the water issues. Susan Lee, Member for Farrah, joins us. Susan, good morning.
Good morning, Matt. Good morning, Lou.
So is this like you've just been asked out on a first date, or is it of that magnitude of excitement for you when an announcement...
It's funny that we know it's coming. We had a fair idea of the day, and now the starter's gun has been fired and everyone just gets a burst of energy.
Yeah.
And sees the finish line and off and racing. But it's 35 days between now and the election, and I won't stop in those 35 days travelling across my very wide electorate of Farrah. I've woken up in Hay this morning. I'll be in Balranald this evening in Wentworth, which is right out west tomorrow. So really relishing the opportunity of talking to people. You still listen in an election campaign. Sometimes it feels as though all we do is talk at people, but actually it's important to do a lot of listening because I want to know what they want for their future.
Yeah, that's fair enough. I'm just wondering, here at work, we get a weekly newsletter emailed to us by our boss, and it just goes through all the things that are going to happen the next week. Do you get a little email from ScoMo saying, hey guys, I'm going to call it next week? I mean, when did you find out?
This morning, when everyone else did, when I saw the news that the PM was on his way to Yarralumla. It's as simple as that. No, there's no... look, there would have been a few people who knew perhaps yesterday, but I think the decision is... made by the Prime Minister at a time of his choosing.
Okay.
Look, we get lots of...
He hasn't got a barbecue on that weekend, is that what you're saying? Like, you know, basically, there's no weddings in the family, no barbecues, so he's good to go.
Well, too bad if there are.
Yeah.
Elections wait for no one, and
they
are the most important thing in the calendar for us, because I always say I reapply for my job every 3 years. That's exactly how it should be, and this is part of that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you said you're currently in Hay and you're talking to drought-affected farmers there. Obviously, there was a massive protest in the centre of Albury during the week to do with the Murray-Darling Basin Plan, which a lot of farmers are very unhappy about, a lot of irrigators. What's the word, you know, out on the land that you're hearing about that at the moment?
Well, depending on where you are, the drought affects you differently. I was in Deniliquin and Finlay with the drought coordinator, Major General Jeffrey, a couple of days ago. Today, I'm out here where people don't use water, but they've still got wide western plains, pretty much blown away, and no stock. It is different wherever you are, but the most important thing for everyone is that governments understand their needs, and where they can help, they do help. And that's what the protest was about. It was about a belief that the Murray-Darling Basin Plan is inflexible, that there isn't enough give and take between environmental water and water for farms, and I agree with that. So change can't be made just by us as a Commonwealth. It has to be made by all of the states and us sitting at the table.
Do we need a Royal Commission, do you think, Susan?
I don't think we do. We already had a Royal Commission done by the South Australian state government, and I wasn't very happy with the results. As far as I was concerned, it actually didn't understand the needs of farmers at all. It completely misunderstood the needs of my farmers. So, you know, that's the other issue around, you know, people are talking about pausing the plan, and I always say if all my people wanted to pause the plan, I'd be very happy to, but all of my people don't. Some people up here in the Murrumbidgee don't think it's a good idea at all, because if you stop that water policy and open it up, what comes in, it might actually be worse for us. We know that Labor Party water policy would definitely be worse for us.
Okay, so whether it's your policy, the government's policy, or another party's policy, there is only a finite amount of water. So, you know, what is the difference? I know it's about water management, but it would appear that no matter who's managing it, there's issues with it.
That's absolutely right, Louisa. There is only a finite amount of water. And if you're a farmer, you've got to account for every single drop. So if you're the environment or the environmental water holder, you should also be able to account for every single drop. And the health of the rivers is vital. But the environment doesn't always need it, all its water at once, and it usually has a three-year watering program. My argument last year was, well, if it's sitting in the, if that water's sitting in the dams, we should be able to lend it to farmers so they can finish their winter crops, and then they can pay it back when they have to pay it back, because obviously we need to keep the rivers healthy. So this is the give and take I'm talking about that isn't really there in the basin plan at the moment. And that's what I'm fighting for. I've got some results from our Minister for Water. He's actually ordered a panel to assess what's really going on. And from that, I want to be able to demonstrate the value of what our farmers do for our nation and the world.
Yeah. Okay, well, we're almost out of time, but you've got 35, 37, somewhere around there, days to go before the election. You've got one of the biggest areas to go, go around. So is it just hitting the road every day now?
It's hitting the road every day, and, you know, it's talking to people. So for me, just to be able to talk to people who wouldn't normally step up and say something to me, so I go where they are and I ask them what they're looking for from our government, and I answer their questions, because everyone does have a lot of questions.
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely. Susan Lee, Member for Farrer, thank you so much for chatting this morning.
It's been a pleasure.
It's Lou and Matt, it's Triple M.